Hello, everybody. Good Monday morning. How are you on, goodness, where are we at here? I'm trying to keep track of our day. Okay, May the 24th, this week coming up is none other than, you got it, Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you travelers out there, hope and pray, I wish you guys a lot of safe journeys and have some fun. Well, this is CA, and welcome to a Monday. Boy, it rained quite a bit over here at Face Studio One yesterday, and I went by the studio this morning to do this coffee talk, and it is just coming down pretty heavy, so especially early in the morning. But hopefully we get through Wednesday, North Central Texas. Maybe we'll get a little bit of a break at least until, again, Friday and or Saturday and Sunday. It seems to be a pattern. Never seen anything like this for May, but I tell you what, it brings up that humidity. So stay hydrated and drink a lot of Gatorade and lay off your sugary products. All right, well, today on Coffee Talk, before we get started, I want to remind you guys, you can always email me up here at Face Studio One or beyond, anywhere that you're at, anytime. Morningsbrew at gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew at gmail.com. lonestarstate.com. We are based here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, the Lone Star State, the great state of Texas. Today on Coffee Talk, we are going to talk about, what I want to talk about is reasons to look forward for Jesus' return. Because he's coming back. I want to reflect back just a moment. I talk a lot about Colorado. I love the mountains. I love looking at the beaches and walking the beaches and stuff. But I love the mountains. There's something about God's beauty. And if you travel anywhere you ever go, if you especially go to Colorado, there's many areas of different areas that the developments of what God has made around the world. But there's just something that really gets me about the great state of Colorado. And at one point, a long time ago, I went to the Rocky Mountain National Park. And as I drove by, I would always get just, my eyes couldn't even see it. Well, I mean, it could see, but it couldn't see beyond God's beauty. It's like God took the mountains and just picked them up with his hand. And there was a sunset, beautiful sunset. And there was beautiful sunrises when I was out there. I seen all the beautiful deer and the, you know, and oh my goodness, you name it. It was all out there, buffaloes and stuff. Then another one of my favorite places is in Durango, Colorado. Very good friends. Well, he went on to be with the Lord. He was a Christian. We shared our faith. Cy Scarborough passed away a little over a year ago. He was the owner of the Bardee Chuck Wagon Ranch in Durango, Colorado. His son took it over now since then. And I got to see Cy. It's probably been about 3 years before his passing. About 3 or 4 years before his passing. And he was in pretty bad shape. But he came over. We took some photos. And didn't know that was going to be the last time I was going to tell him goodbye. But I know he had a strong faith with the Lord. In fact, I did a tribute to him. You'd probably have to go way back on my podcast. I can't even tell you what episode it is. Speaking of that, before I get started on what I want to Bible teach to you guys on Coffee Talk, you're probably noticing that I have skipped from nearly episode 300 and something to 500. Well, my network told me, hey, you need to put in, like, this is episode number 503. So we have done well over 500 episodes. I can't believe it. That's including Sunday Morning Praise. That's including the Spotlight Saturdays. And our new thing we're doing right now, at least one or two Billy Grahams twice a week. So what a blessing. And, you know, I'm embarking on 3 years of doing radio for iHeartRadio. And it's just been a blessing. The Morning Brew Christian podcast show, 3 years. And we still got plenty of guests that want to come aboard. I got some that I'm trying to work on to do our, you know, our live cast with. Okay, so I was talking about the Rocky Mountain. I didn't mean to get off track. Now I'm talking about Durango. Durango, same thing. I'd see the beautiful sunrise, sunset. Over there they have the train, the Durango Silverton train kind of takes you through the mountains. You know, often I'd see those sunset piercing through the clouds. And there would be shades of pink and purple and orange. You ever seen those? I have. And one point I remember, I imagine to be a perfect time for Jesus to return. However, I know, and I remind it a lot of times, I remind myself, that the scriptures teach us that, as we well know, no one knows the time or the date. And I also know that when Jesus returns, it will be far glorious than looking at the sunrise and sunset, either in the Rocky Mountains or Durango, Colorado. But you know what? Still, I allow myself to kind of dream about it. And what will, you know, what happened in our lifetime, I don't know. You know, Scripture reminds us he don't want us to ponder. He wants us to enjoy our life, and we should. So let me give you some reasons, some exciting reasons that you need to look forward for Jesus' return on Coffee Talk on a Monday. And you feel free to share this with your friends. Okay? He is our very great reward. You know, if you go back to Scripture, in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 27, Scripture reminds us, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father and his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. Now, friends, I want you to remember that rewards come in all different shapes and sizes, from the unexpected raise at work to our beloved pets that are greeting us with wet kisses at the end of the day. However, No earthly reward can even come so close to Jesus. He is our very great reward. And I want you to remember that. Because when God comes in glory, the glory of the Father, He will reward each person according to his works. And the greatest reward will be when we receive is eternal, our eternity spent with Him. What an inspiration that will be for me, an inspiration that will be for you, and an inspiration for others that motivates us to continue steadfastly in His name until He comes again. Another point, if you go to Matthew again, chapter 24 and verse 31, He is our greater. And He said, He will send His angels with great sounds of trumpet, and they will gather together His elected from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. You know, think about this. Just as a mother gathers her children in her arms, or the shepherd gathers his sheep, so the Lord Jesus will gather His followers to His side. What a beautiful word, picture of comfort, consolidation, as we eagerly await for Jesus' return. There will be no more loneliness, no more rejection, no more abandonment. The perfect arms of our Savior will gather His people once and for all to be embraced by the Messiah, and know that the trials on earth or though will be most joyfulest experience in the eternity, in all eternity. Hallelujah. He is also our dwelling place. We all know that. Go to the book of John chapter 14 verses 1 and 3. Scripture reminds us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will go again and receive you to myself. Where I am, you will be there also. Let me stop there for a minute. If you get a chance, I do want you to circle that and highlight it. And reflect back. John chapter 14 verses 1 and 3. I have a lot of Riddler friends that I've known all over the states and globally. And I know the housing market's really hot. I know that the house prices are skyrocketing. The bubble hasn't hit yet on the homes. Don't know when they are. But I'm happy for the realtors and everybody that's all involved in on it. Let me ask you, and I want you to think about something. Because I kind of thought about it this morning. It's nice to have big homes. It's nice to have super homes. It's nice to have, and I'm not picking on anybody. I just want you to know this. This is instilled in my heart because God reminds me. I want you to remember something. It don't matter how big your home is. It don't matter how small your home is. It don't matter whether you live in an apartment or whether you live in a townhome. Just be thankful for what you got. And this is very temporary, folks. I'm telling you. Enjoy your homes. But it's very temporary. Just enjoy where you live and be thankful. Even during our pandemic times, where you're at right now. Even though we might have already, you know, we've lost friends and loved ones. But I just want you to kind of reflect back. And again, I want you to notate John chapter 14, verses 1 and 3, where he says, let not your heart be troubled. He don't want your heart to be troubled. But we go in today's time, if you think about it, out of the norm, where our hearts will be troubled because we worry. Worry leads to stress. Stress leads to a lot of issues. That's why God says, give it to me. Give me your life. Give me your relationships with me. Give me everything. People that are married, just talking a little bit here, and I'm probably jumping off the track. If you don't have God in your life, in your marriage, in your relationship, I'm talking boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it may be, significant other. If you don't have Christ in your life, and I want you to listen on this one, this is true. If you two are not equally yoked in your marriage, you best better get it right. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I'm marital counselor or anything like that. I've officiated in a lot of weddings, and I've talked to a lot of people. And I know I'm going to go off track. I want to share a story with you guys. When I first got my minister's license, and I'll have to date this like way back. A lady had contacted me, and I thought the most appropriate way to meet her and her fiancé was at a Starbucks coffee shop. So I did. Well, when I met her and her fiancé, she said, Mr. Hall, I'm a little embarrassed. I said, well, why is that? She goes, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, a lot. I said, well, we all have. We all got flaws, but we fix our flaws, right? Yes, sir. She said, I work for a clothing store. Because she wanted me to share the story to a lot of people, you know. She said, I've been married 7 times. But I didn't listen to God. I said, okay. As I was drinking my pumpkin spice at the time. Of course, that was in October of way back. I said, that's, you know, I said, how y'all feel now? I mean, have y'all talked about, yes, sir, we have. We pray. I've changed my whole life. I turned my whole life around. And she said, God got a handle on it. So we set the date up and I talked to him and I told him, you keep God first place in your life. She said, we will. So I married him. They got married at an adoption center, which was really the cutest thing. It was in Fort Worth. And every year, guys, for about 7 years, she'd make that faithful phone call. She'd say, Mr. Hall, I wanted to let you know where our marriage is going strong. Good. I like to hear testimonials like that. But I guess what my point is marriages, it can be like the stock market. It can be up and down. Relationships can be up and down. But if you both love God and love each other and stay equally yoked and pray together. See, prayer is the key. It just ain't a husband, wife, and boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiance. You know what it is? It's you, your better half, and God. Really, God number one, and you and your better half. And you intertwine together 2 + 1 = 3. So, amidst all the troubles, amidst all the stresses of life, just remember that. Keep him first place in your life. Now, I'm going to go back on track here because I went a little bit off track, but God just kind of told me in my heart. So let's just go back and talk a little bit. In the uncertainties of life, the ups and the downs and the all arounds, doesn't that rhyme? The ups, the downs, the all arounds. We all go through that. There will be a day when we settle in a perfect dwelling place. So love your home. And if you've been blessed and you live in a real nice, I don't know, $500,000 home or $250,000 home, or even if you live in a home that probably valued right now at $120,000, I'm not a realtor. Just be thankful for what you got. If you're in an apartment, be thankful for where you are and what you got. If you're in a duplex or a townhome, be thankful for what you got. Because in this life, it is very temporary. But I'm going to tell you something. God's got you back. And He will overturn and get you finishing strong. But you've got to be willing to want to do that. And you never know. You may be in an apartment, maybe in a duplex, you may be in a townhome. And He'll bless you with a bigger home or whatever. He's got plans for you. So don't be discouraged, guys. Please don't be discouraged. No, He's got you. Jesus is also up in heaven preparing a place for every single person who has put their faith in Him. You see, His words of encouragement, let not your hearts be troubled, not only for His disciples, but for us as well. We can look above life circumstances and know that there is a better place awaiting for us. This is not our home. It is our eternal dwelling place with Jesus Christ forever and ever. Another point I want to talk about. He who our hearts are waiting for. If you go to the book of James. Okay. Everybody, you know, I want you to make a notation of this. Go to the book of James chapter 5 verses 7 and 8. Scripture says, therefore be patient, burden until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for his precious fruit on earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. So friends, if you ever had to wait for something important, such as your college degree, a job promotion, a family trip, you know how difficult it can be to remain patient in waiting. I'm going to tell you something right now. For Christians, it can be especially difficult to await for the precious return of Jesus, the accumulation of our faith. But Scripture encourages us to what? Be patient. Be patient. In everyday life, CA, be patient. You're stressed out, CA, be patient. I'm just using me as an example. You're having one of those days, be patient. To establish our hearts and to know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. You see, friends, Jesus is the one whom our hearts are waiting. Another point I want to make is He is the lifter of our gaze. Let's go back and let's visit Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Scripture says, "Now when He spoke in these things, while they watched, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of sight. And while He looked steadfastly toward heaven, as He looked up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up to heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in like a manner as you saw Him go into heaven.'" It was the psalmist, friends, who penned these words. "Why are you downcast, O my soul?" And honestly, if you think about it, many of us could pen those same words today. You see, friends, life's circumstances often keep our heads hanging and our eyes focused on every present trouble. Yet when Jesus returns, He will come on the clouds of heaven, and not one person's gaze will be fixed on this earth. Every eye will see, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus is the lifter of our gaze. Amen, amen. Another point I want to make, He is our keeper till what? The end. Let's go to what Paul wrote back in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9. "He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless of the day of the Lord Jesus Christ." God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We all know life is hard to keep up with, isn't it? It's for me, it's for you, it's people that I love and that I know that are going through a lot. The crazy place that we set ourselves is nothing but exhausting and draining. Let's face it, it is. I get exhausted and draining too. Fortunately, our Lord Jesus is the keeper of our lives. He who calls us is faithful to hold us together. Isn't that comforting if you think about it? He will keep us firm to the end until we experience sweet fellowship for all eternity. Another point, He will lead us to our true home. Make notation, highlight this. Let's take it back to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. We all know this. "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which He is eagerly waited for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, and it will be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by all He is able, even to subdue all things to Himself." So with all this political tension regarding citizenships that we've dealt with, that we've heard all over the news and stuff like that, and many people feel misplaced in the world. And I'm not even talking just citizenships and everything in life. Sadly, many people in their lives today are torn from their homes and their livelihoods without a place to settle. Think about that. But one day, our true citizenship will be granted. Not on earth, but in heaven. As we eagerly await Jesus, let us glory in the fact that he will not leave our earthly homes behind. But we are conformed to his likeness. Jesus will lead us to our true home and subdue all things to himself. He is also our rescuer. If you take it back to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, Scripture says, "And they speak of how you are looking forward to the coming of God's Son from heaven. Jesus, whom God raised from the dead, he is the one who has rescued us from the terrors of becoming judgment." So no matter, I want you to think about this too, friends. No matter what stage of life that we're in, each of us need a rescuer in one form or another. Oh, almost a tongue twister. Let me repeat that. No matter what stage of life we are in, any stage, no matter what, each of us, me, you, everybody, needs a rescuer in one form or another. It might be we need to be rescued from our sinful habits. Perhaps we need rescuing from a season of depression. I want you to remember this, guys. Jesus is our rescuer, not only from the difficult times that we are going through, but the most importantly, from the coming judgment, as we look forward to his return. Let's keep our mind that he will rescue us and our refuge once and for all. Another point I want to make is he is the beginning and the end. I've talked about that in the book of Revelations. Let's revisit that. Revelations chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Remember what Scripture said when I went over that in Bible study with you guys? Look, it says, "Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the nations of the world will mourn for him." Yes, amen. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. I am the one who always was and who always is still to come, the Mighty One." Wow. Doesn't your heart race a little as you read Jesus' words in the book of Revelations chapter 1? Our eternal God, our Alpha, our Omega, will return for everyone to see. I say, give me a yippee. Not only is Jesus the beginning and the end, he is the one who is steadfast and is true, that every single moment of our lives, what a day that will be when our Jesus we will see. Remember that song? My last point. He is the root, the offspring, and the bright morning star. Let's go back and revisit Revelation near the close of Revelation on that chapter 22, verses 16 and 17. Scripture says, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears you come. And let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let them take the water of life freely." I don't know about you, but I am absolutely loving these descriptions of Jesus in the Bible. I cannot sometimes even read enough about our Messiah and who he is and what he's going to do for us. Sometimes, I don't know if you guys read, when you're reading your Bible at night or maybe reading your Bible app, do you sometimes have a hard time just maybe trying to doze off because there's so much magnified into the word of Jesus? But isn't it comforting to know that Jesus is what he said he will accomplish, and that day when he finally returns, hallelujah, Jesus is the root, the offspring, and the bright morning star. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Well, before we close out on Coffee Talk with CA, I felt it in my heart for a closing song. A lot of y'all are going through situations, and God had spoke to my heart last night before I got up here at Faith Studio One. People that I love, people that I care about, you, even you listeners out there, we're going through a lot. I'm going through a lot. You're going through a lot. It's called life. My mom and dad summed it up a long time ago growing up for me. It's called life. My late grandfather and grandmother that's up in heaven, you know what they used to tell me? Grandson, it's called life. Sure it is. And we all got to encounter it. But one day up in heaven, we're not going to have to worry about it. But in the meantime, really enjoy your life best you can. Here we go. God help me, Plum. Amen. Thank you, Plum. God help me, and boy, we sure do need God's help on everything, but I want you to remember that God is there for us, and He loves us, and great and wonderful things are going to happen. I want y'all just to stay positive. Thank you for all your feedback over the last 3 years as we continue to march on. Before I get ready to close off in coffee talk, I just want to remind you guys, if you've got a lot on your mind, if you're going through a lot and you feel like you're all alone, just know one thing, that you're never alone, because God is there and He's going to hold you tight. And you've got prayer partners with me and many others that I know that join together and we join forces and we pray for people that are going through a lot. And if your heart's hurting right now, He's got you. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for Coffee Talk on a Monday morning. Father God, I just pray everybody has a great day at work. Pray you watch over God and protect them and be with them, dear Jesus. And thank you for touching hearts out there. We love you so much. Be with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, guys, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.